We continue our special coverage from the 2019 Summer Cattle Industry Business Meeting, Cattle Industry Gathering, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Cattlemen's Foundation, the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, and the American National Cattle Women all meeting. Their opening general session, gathering everyone together, heard from Randy Block, and they also heard from Colin Woodall and Elisa Harrison, Colin and Elisa talking about fake meat. And we have some of the comments made by Colin and a few of the comments from Elisa as well regarding this subject for you in this special Ag Perspectives podcast.
As Randy said, fake meat is one of the hottest topics in our industry right now. And NCBA's policy puts us square in the middle of that discussion. And even though there's a lot of challenges that come with this discussion, a lot of challenges with this product, concerns about market share, for example, it also brings a lot of opportunities. If you've been to any NCBA meeting over the past decade, you've heard somebody say, tell your story. Well, that's great as long as somebody's willing to listen. You can talk your blue in your face. If somebody's not listening, your point's not going to get across. But with this topic, people are listening. They want to know what's going on. So it's been a great opportunity for us to jump in and try to fill that void. Now, before we have this conversation, there's two things that we need to get on the table. The first is, these are free market capitalist companies trying to put out a product, trying to get some consumers to buy their product. And you know what? We believe in free market capitalism. So they're not going away, and NCBA is not going to tell them to go away. Let's keep that in mind. The second thing is, even though we don't like it, it is technology. It is innovation that is coming forward to put a foodstuff on the table. We also believe in innovation and technology. And a lot of the fights that we have on the international front are around our use of innovation and technology. But if we set those aside, there's still plenty for us to push back on. We need to start with this, the self-cultured or lab-based alternative protein. Now, I'm glad you're all done eating, because as I look at this particular slide, it typically just turns my stomach. But this is what put NCBA's policy on the books. And we spent 2018 working not only with our allies and industry, but working with USDA, working with FDA, and working with the White House to make sure that this product had regulation. Because our first conversation with FDA was, what are you guys doing to regulate this product? They said, you need to talk to USDA. When we talked to USDA, they said, you better talk to FDA. So we knew we had a problem. But fortunately, we were able to get a dual jurisdiction put in place where FDA is going to look at the development of this product to determine if it's safe to even come to the market. If it is, then USDA is going to have the opportunity to do daily inspection. And that's a key component, because if FDA had inspection over this, it wouldn't get a daily look. When you look at a lot of the food companies that are under FDA inspection, in some cases, depending on how they've performed, they haven't seen an FDA inspector in 5 years. It was important to make sure that USDA was in those plants every single day. But the big win is making sure that USDA has the ability to approve the label that goes on that stuff. So that way the label won't say clean meat. A tremendous win for all of us in this industry to make sure it's regulated and to make sure we can help control what's going to be on that label. Now is the opportunity to turn to the plant-based product with the Impossible Whopper. With the initial public offering of Beyond, there's a lot more attention to that product. Again, another great opportunity to tell our story, because their marketing campaign is built on our backs, using our terms, and trying to disparage the impact of our industry on the environment. And they can use any number of data points that are out there to try to justify that position. Rarely do they actually use the facts. And the facts are on our side. EPA has made it very clear that when you look at greenhouse gas emissions, we're only 2% of those emissions. That's not what Impossible and Beyond like to say. So it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we are out there correcting that record. Doing it through several different methods. One is a PR campaign that NCBA's communications office has been on. Already over 250,000 impressions, more to come. More to come as we use social media, as we use every outlet we have to make sure that those facts are introduced into this discussion. So that way the consumer knows what it is when it comes to our product, how it's composed, and what the true environmental impact is. But the biggest opportunity we have is on nomenclature. The term beef is ours. We've got to protect it. So your DC staff looking at several different options right now. Working with the Trump administration, working with Congress, and also looking at legal action. All three are part of our strategy to move forward to make sure that when these products are out there, that they're being truthful to the consumer. Because we don't want them marketing themselves off of our back. When we spend all of our time marketing ourselves off of the sizzle, off of the taste, off of the smell, off of the fun and the enjoyment that it brings. The great work that the Checkoff has done, the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign, you know what they have? They have a video of a steak cooking for 2 minutes, and people watch it. People don't watch fake meat for 2 minutes. There's more to come. As I said, we've got a lot of things in the pike right now, trying to make sure that we're protecting our terms, getting the facts out on the table to protect our industry. I'm going to turn it over to Elisa to talk about some of the great work being done right now on the Checkoff side.
Thanks, Colin. So as you know, NCBA is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff, and so we're actually one of the largest contractors to the Beef Checkoff. We work in the area of promotion, consumer information, industry information, and research, and we have been a contractor for many, many years. And so for our strategy is, and has been and will continue to be, to position beef as the number one protein. And remember that we've got all kinds of protein choices for consumers out there today. Certainly the traditional animal proteins, we've talked about the plant-based protein, but there's a whole bunch in between. There's cricket powder, there's protein shakes, there's lentils. There's a lot of choices out there for consumers today. So we work very hard using Checkoff dollars to distinguish beef with the attributes that Colin just talked about. The taste of our product is second to none. It's one of the number one reasons why consumers choose beef. Certainly all of you, the people behind beef production, is a great story, and we've talked about that over the years. And then certainly the protein that you get from beef, we think, is a better protein choice for consumers today.
Elisa Harrison, along with Colin Woodall of NCBA, talking about fake meat at the Summer Cattle Industry Business Meeting in Denver. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, I'm Ron Hayes.